Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the service for Sunday, the 29th of November. And the theme for this morning's service is Christmas Hope, and this has been brought to you by me this morning. And the reading is John 3:16 to 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. It seems in 1952 there was a famous swimmer. She was called Florence Chadwick, and she attempted to swim from an island to the California coast, which was 50 kilometres away, or in old money about 30 miles. Long-distance swimming was not new to her, and she was the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. But the water was cold that day, and there was a fog. It was so thick that she could hardly see the safety boats nearby. She swam for more than 15 hours before she asked to be taken out of the water. She came to know that she had finished just 1 kilometre away from shore. She'd already swam 49 kilometres. She said, "I'm not excusing myself, but if I could have seen the land, I might have made it." It wasn't the cold, and it wasn't the exhaustion that caused her to give up. It was the fog. She could no longer see the shore. She felt there was no hope of reaching land. 2 months later, she tried again, the same channel, the same distance, but with no fog. She set a new speed record that day. People give up when they cannot see a solution to their problem, a light at the end of the tunnel, if you will, or an end to their pain. People give up when they cannot see hope. The reality may not be so, but there can be an answer to their problem. They just can't see it. The world is longing for hope. Everyone, everywhere is searching for hope. Hope for peace, hope for a better life. Where can we find it? Who can give us hope? The truth is, only God can give us true hope. All our human hopes are just wishful thinking, because only the one who is in control of all things can give us lasting hope. God can do it. Many pray when a disaster strikes because somehow they want to believe that God can help. They do not know who he is, but they still pray. God did not send Jesus into our world to judge the world. He came to save us. His coming at Christmas more than 2,000 years ago isn't a myth or a legend. It's not accidental. It's not by chance. God planned it. It happened one day in history in a specific time and place. Let's jump to the time of the prophets, 700 years before the first Christmas. Isaiah 7:13 to 14. "Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." The Saviour will not be an ordinary man. His entrance is supernatural. He will be sent by God, coming through a virgin birth, conceived by the Holy Spirit. He's not just human, he is divine. He is the Son of God. You can call him Emmanuel, meaning in Hebrew, God is with us. So where will this man be born? Micah wrote some 700 years before Christmas. Micah 5 verse 2. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." This Saviour, whose origins are from old, from ancient times, will be born in Bethlehem. So who would fit all these descriptions? This Saviour to come is someone born of a woman. Well, that's everyone. Into the nation Israel, a Jewish man. Millions of people fit that. From the tribe of Judah. Thinning down a bit. A descendant of David. Even fewer would fit this. Being born in Bethlehem. We're down to maybe a dozen, a handful now. And will be born of a virgin. There's only one now. Only one person in history has ever met all these descriptions. born of a virgin, his name, Jesus. The arrival of Jesus is a plan of God, his salvation plan for mankind. God sent his Saviour into the world to save us from judgment of sin. He's born a Saviour, our Saviour. God did not send his Son to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Christmas is not a random event, not an accident in history. God planned everything from the beginning. God loves you. He loves you very much. He cares for you. He knows your needs and he wants to help you. Open your heart to him and pray. Final story. A man called David fought in the Vietnam War. At one point in the battle, while under fire, he raised his hand to throw a grenade, but as he did so, a bullet hit the grenade and it exploded. He fell back onto the muddy riverbank with his face and shoulder caught on fire. He thought he was going to die. His men pulled him out from the water and he was flown to Saigon and then taken to Hawaii. He went through surgery after surgery, and as the doctors cut away tissue that had been born or burned or torn by the grenade, he survived the operations and was taken to a ward that held the most severe burn and injury cases from the war. There was another man in the ward who was also badly wounded in the war. He'd lost an arm and a leg, and his face was badly torn and scarred. This man's wife arrived from the States, and when she walked into the room and took one look at him, she became nauseated and left and didn't come back. The man wept and shook for hours. 2 days later, he died. He had lost hope. 3 days later, David's wife came. After watching what had happened with the other soldier, he had no idea what kind of reaction she would have. The day came, his wife stepped into the ward, took one look at him, came over and hugged him. And in a gentle voice, she said, "God loves you, and I love you too, and I always will. And I want you to know that whatever it takes, we'll make it together." After many months of painful recovery, by God's grace, David recovered. He can now see and hear. It's not about his injury. It's about hope. Love brings hope. Do you know that someone loves you and cares deeply for you? Do you know that God loves you and Jesus came just for you? You're not alone. Put your trust and hope in Jesus today. And God bless you all. Amen.